Yes, what's going on, guys? It's Adam here from the Boldo Joe podcast, and welcome. Today we are talking about how to hook in with older girls. Now, that was, I know, I'm never normally that on point. No, never at that point. First off, Himalayan Rock Salt Water. By the way, guys, update with the water. I recommend that you refrigerate the glass. Damn, that's good stuff. If you refrigerate the glass first, it's a whole different world. It's a whole different world. And yeah, I have been pumping the Disney tracks just like we were last week. It's and I see a lot of you guys caught on to that as well. A lot of you guys are sending me Snapchats about which songs you're into and whatnot. It's a good time. Anytime you get Disney in, it's a good time. And yeah, today we're talking about hooking in with older girls. This is part and part of someone's question from ages ago, but it's also something that just keeps regularly popping up. And the fact, and this is way more targeted at younger guys. This is targeted at guys that feel like the limitations are set on them. There are limitations set on them that because they're a young teenage guy, they couldn't possibly, hook in with an older girl. Now, let me explain that term to begin with. We're going really sharp point. Normally, I fuck around for the first couple minutes of the podcast, but nope, today we're getting straight in. Hooking in, what is that term? That term is a military term, Australian military term, that my friend Roy, who's in the infantry for 4 years, he uses all the time. Apparently, hooking in was some field term in terms of, I can't remember exactly what it meant, but we just use it when in terms of getting with girls. So when I say hooking in, I mean, getting together, if there's anyone out there who didn't get that. So first off, part and part with the question, a guy was asking, how do you reduce the flake rate being a teenage guy trying to get with older girls? It feels like there's a lot more flakage going on there, and it's more as a result of his age, which I've got something to say about. And then also just general tips, general stuff you guys could be doing as younger guys. And it's not to say that if you're an older guy listening to this podcast that you couldn't get anything from this. It's everything I talk in is in like universal principles. Also, a few extra things on the setup here today. Book of Five Rings, right? Miyamoto Musashi. His book down here, I just picked it up yesterday. So many of you guys have been recommending it. You guys know I'm big in the books, big in the books department. And it's just something that I've always known about. People have always told me, Adam, you got to read Book of Five Rings, Book of Five Rings. And then I just hadn't found its way into my life yet. But then yesterday I felt this ultimate calling while I was on this major hike from my place to town. And I picked it up and I'm already halfway through it just in the first. And I normally destroy a book like in a full day. I go full immersive. But it's really good. I don't tell people what to read, but if there's a book you're going to read, this is up there. I can feel it's up there with the Tao. It's up there with Bhagavad Gita. There's a lot of wisdom going on there. Anyways, I just had to explain that. That's on the setup. Sometimes I forget. Like last podcast, there were so many other things that were new in the setup that I completely forgot about. But back on topic. Hooking in with older girls. So the first thing, let's just deal with the flake rate is just off the bat. Girls that are older than you, say you're a teenage guy, say you're 16 to 18, that kind of age range. If you think that girls are flaking on you just because you're numerically younger, then I'm afraid you're heavily mistaken. What they're flaking on is a lack of experience, a lack of maturity, a lack of handling, or your ability to handle the interaction. That's what's going on there. It's not the age. And that's why I want to set up this podcast with to begin with. That if you're a younger guy, I mean, age, the old cliche, age is just a number. And it really is, especially in this game, because I don't really look at things in terms of age, and neither do girls, because I've met, I'll say this right off the bat. For the most part, I've been with girls that are much, much older than me. When I first, really got my shit handled in this journey, going back to my story right from the get, when I was 19, did that first 30-day challenge and really took control of my life. The first girl I got into a casual relationship with was 6 years older than me. I was 19, she was 25. So, and I've seen this throughout the rest of my time that I've primarily been with girls way older than me, much, much older than me. I have been with girls that are younger, but, and we'll get into like how that works, we'll get into why that works and how I made that dynamic kind of flow, because there's a big difference between girls that are 19 and girls that are 25. Like, there's a huge difference. A 19-year-old girl is in a completely different place than a 25-year-old, really, woman at that stage. Getting into womanhood there. So, anyways, that's for a little bit later on. But I just want to start off by saying that, yeah, age, really, that cliche, age is just a number, and it's more maturity that you want to look at. It's more maturity that you want to kind of come to grips with and start to understand that what girls are looking for in a guy is not necessarily an older ticket. Like, they're not going to the supermarket and they're heading down to, oh, I'm looking for the guys that are 25 and above. You know, girls aren't walking around thinking that. But what does a 25-year-old guy have on a 19-year-old guy? A lot. Well, this is all general terms. This is all speaking general terms right now. That a guy that's 25 years old has got a lot on a 19-year-old if he's been kind of pushing through life, if he's been kind of following the similar principles that I'm talking about in terms of, you know, building your temple, core congruent principles, direct congruent authentic. You know, he's living his life in this way. He's adventuring, he's learning, and he's just had more years on the earth. Now, the reason why I say this is general terms is because I know plenty of 25-year-old guys that are less mature. And when I use the word mature, I don't mean like in a politically correct sense. And let me just say that. I don't mean like he doesn't, you know, make dick jokes and, you know, fart in public areas. I'm not talking about that kind of maturity. I'm talking about the maturity that I kind of just laid out before in terms of, you know, a mature self. A self that's been developing and growing and improving as the time's gone on. As time gone on, as the years gone by. So that's really what girls are kind of pegging age as. It just so happens that, yeah, as you spend more time on this earth, more years in the game of life, then you will, or you'd hope that you would have accumulated, grown, developed more. So let me just put that out there to begin with. I really want you guys to understand that I know 14-year-olds, 15-year-old guys that are more quote unquote mature, and mature in the sense that I'm talking about, than 25-year-old friends I have. I'm 23. I've got a lot of friends, male friends, that are much older than me, 25s to 30s, and so even some 40-year-olds as well, just through the process of, you know, coaching them, friends of a lot of older guys as well. And I know some 15-year-olds that destroy, absolutely destroy their game in terms of, like, they're crushing it in life. And if you were to compare them to some of my 23, 25-year-old friends, it would be sad. It would be sad. And it's nothing against the 25, the older guys' friends that I have, you know, shout out to them. God, love them. Fucking love them. But, you know, that's just not important in their life, you know, in terms of improving themselves and going down the path and really trying to make a better version of what their entire life is. That's just not important to them. So it's not like they're any less of people. Again, always, you know, kind of peppering my conversation with you guys with perspective and with humility, that it's not that, you know, this 15 or 14-year-old is better than this 25-year-old because this older guy is not crushing, or he's not, you know, trying to make gains in that area. No, they're just in a different place. And when you bring this back to girls, a 15-year-old has just as good of a time, just as good of a chance if he knows how to handle his interactions well with an 18-year-old, 19-year-old girl, a girl. And I'm just going to use 5 to 6 year ranges. So when we're talking about people that are older than you, you know, say you're a 16-year-old and you're trying to get with, like, I don't know, 21-year-old, you know, or you're 16 to 20 or 20 to 25, that kind of thing. 5 to 6 years kind of keeps it into good perspective. So if you're this, you know, 16, 18-year-old, you're trying to get with a girl who's just in her early 20s, it's not to say that you are already starting off with a low hand, that you got a shit hand to begin with, and that it's just an uphill battle. Now, I'm not saying there aren't nuances, detailed things that you need to work around because of, yeah, that's a reality that a 16-year-old boy is not in the same place as a 21-year-old girl. You know, we'll dive more into that. But to say that, or to come from the mindset that actually this isn't going to work, and this is a big thing I want to go really deep in right now, that I know a lot of younger guys that refuse to approach older women, older girls, because the why is really what I was going to kind of go into then, but there's a couple different whys. From some guys, it's because they just don't feel entitled. They don't feel entitled to an older woman because they're just not in a place in life, whether it be, you know, financially, physically, mentally, spiritually, you know, all them sides of the temple, baby. Maybe they're not all there yet and they just don't feel entitled to it yet, and it's really just a limiting belief they have with themselves. Cool. And then the second reason I see why guys won't approach older women is more of a rationalization. So the other one was a little bit more honest. It's like, well, I just don't feel I'm ready. And that's fine. That's cool. That's more than cool. Now, paradoxically, just by saying, you know, feeling in touch, saying to yourself that I am entitled, I am ready, that pretty much takes care of all of it. Like, to have, like, the car, the house, and the money and the perfect body. Like, that'll come. That'll come. That doesn't mean you don't approach women, right? That doesn't mean you don't approach older women. But on the other hand there, that's a more honest version. But on the other hand there, what you got is more of a rationalization from younger guys that, I'm just not interested in older girls. Listen to him. I love this shit. I love it. I fucking love it. I approach girls my age, girls maybe 2-3 years older, but 5 years older, 6-7, 10 years older, right? No chance. I'm just not interested. And to me, that is more of a rationalization than anything on the most part. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, maybe you're not looking for a girl who's 5-10 years older than you, but to go ahead and completely rule it out, and say that probably you can't learn anything from these girls, like, just take it from the learning perspective. No one says you have to get married. No one's telling you that you have to get into a long-term relationship with this woman. You know, just to experience a new type of interaction with a girl who's more mature. Now, again, for the rest of this podcast, so I don't have to keep saying this, the word mature, referring to the development of herself, not political correctness, but the development of herself. To say and to come from the mind that I'm just not interested in that, okay, yeah, cool. You might not be interested in the long-term relationship, but there's so many other things to learn. Let me just reset this camera. There is so many other things to learn from and that you can learn from an older woman. An older woman has so much more experience, especially if she's not just older in terms of not an 18-year-old girl, but older than you. And that's what's important here, is that if you're a younger guy listening to this damn podcast, you want to come from the mindset that I'm trying to learn, I'm trying to gain as much experience as I can. And there's a lot to be learned from younger girls. We'll get into that as well. We'll go down the flip side. But there's just as much to be learned from a girl who's 5-6 years ahead of the journey than you are. It also asks you to elevate yourself. Let's go into that. Every time that I've been with an older girl, and primarily most of the girls that I've spent any amount of time with, that has been longer than a one-night stand and, you know, just the old rub and tug on a cheeky Friday night. You know, just anything other than those quick quips of passion. Physical passion, you know, a couple weeks, you know, a month, couple months, years, has always been with a girl that's been older than me, barring one girl, which was my first ever real girlfriend. And that was before I even got into this journey. You know, for those of you guys who know my journey, I talk about how I don't even know how I was in a relationship, but when I was in year 11, somehow I was just in a relationship, don't know how. Shout out to her though. Shout out to her. She's a great girl. That was more, you know, there's a whole bunch of shit going on. That's for a different podcast. Where's I even going with that? All right. And then, so I've learned the elevation by me being with older girls, because when I first got into the cold, cold, hard approach, what does that even mean? When I got really hard into cold approach, I was 19, right? And what you find as a 19-year-old is that you start and you go, if you're coming at it from the right mindset, where you're meeting lots and lots of different girls and you're approaching lots of different girls, both in the day and at night, you're not just going to meet 18-year-olds or 19-year-olds that I was at the age of. You're going to meet 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, and a lot upwards of that as well. Like, if you're going through the mall, you're going to see a lot of very attractive women in those 25 to 30-year-old range. And for me to go ahead and say I'm not going to go ahead and meet them, it's stifling, it stifles you, and it robs me of the potential to elevate myself in different ways. So that's what I was getting at with this one, is that the elevation of being with an older woman. Okay, that's just, I'm just really going hard on the benefits here, because this is coming, dragging back, I guess, tying back from the guy who feels like there's not a lot to be learned, or, you know, doesn't want to approach older women because he can't learn as much, or whatever his rationalization is, that no, there's so much, like, you experience, just like on the micro, you experience a lot more of the finer things in life to a certain degree. Once you're kind of in the casual relationship, you know, you start going out to different restaurants, you push that different area. Whereas when you're with a younger girl, you're kind of just content to, you know, spend all day at home and, you know, just chill and watch a movie all night, and you don't push things as hard. But when you're with an older woman, you kind of step up a little bit more, and when I say step up, you try to adventure more, you try to go out and do things more. And I think that's just the dynamic of being with a woman who's been on this earth longer, that, you know, she's done a lot of other things as well. You know, let's keep things exciting. Let's keep things moving. Let's make sure that we're learning and growing together in different ways. And also, some things that you get with an older woman is that you don't get as much drama as you do with younger girls. If younger girls are still trying to figure out who they are as human beings, but when you got an older woman, not saying, and this is all general terms, by the way, I'm just speaking general terms. that generally speaking, an older woman has a more developed sense of herself. So there's not as much drama, there's not as much bitching, there's not as much Susie said this and fuck her, and you know, there's not as much as that cattiness going on. I'm not saying that there aren't tons of catty older women, of course there are, but just general terms. So anyways, let's get back. That's just like paying the benefits. If you're one of those guys that is coming at, you know, I don't want to approach older women because I don't think I can relate, or I don't think there's anything to be learned, or whatever your rationalization is, cut that shit out. There is tons to be learned. It's a whole different basket of fruit, you know, a whole different jar of nuts right there. So explore it. Now, the next thing heading back is, how do you actually go about hooking in with an older girl? Now, I'm just contemplating the age range I want to target here first. Let's go with 16-year-olds. Let's go with 16 to 20-year-olds. Say you're a 16-year-old guy, and you meet this 21-year-old at a party or something. You get involved to this older party, or maybe you just met her out on the street, or you, because you're probably not in a club. So it's either house parties or day game at this point if you're that young. And I will step up in a second to 20-year-olds, but let's just stay with the younger guys. You know, just knock it out of the park first. The first thing you can be doing to, I would say, diminish and to reduce the gap of maturity is by just going hardcore on yourself, right? It's not about trying to impress her extrinsically. It's not about trying to do all these different things, you know, come up with this game plan of how you're going to woo this older girl and try to be macho, try to be this older guy. Because at the end of the day, you're not this older guy. You are 16-year-old. You are 16, 18, right? So what you can be doing to expedite and to really fast track the process of the maturing of the self is very much kind of what I said in one of the, a video that went down really well on my channel, which was the How to Game Guide for Teenagers, which was essentially all about building your temple. So this is what I see with younger guys that do well with older girls. And the guys that I know that I mentioned before that are younger guys, young guns, but are actually probably a little bit more mature than my 25-year-old friends, to be honest. What they're doing is that they are crushing on their temple, right? So they've got their physical handled. I notice a lot of them, whether they're doing CrossFit or they're doing some kind of martial arts, bit of BJJ, a little jiu-jitsu, or they're doing a little bit of anything outdoorsy, adventurous. That's like a hybrid of outdoor adventurous, right? They're doing something with their bodies. They are loading their brains up with as much knowledge as they can. Fucking reading Miyamoto Musashi. You know, they're doing and TED Talks and Nat Geo Discovery Channel, all these different things. And then also spiritually, they've got meditation, some form of meditation, whether it's Zazen, also which is a Japanese word for seated meditation, whether it's that or their or it's some form of mindfulness, whether it's group meditation or it's just having a activity in their lives that doesn't revolve around the proverbial validation fountain. You know, that's really what social media is. It's like this never-ending fountain of validation. And the moment you can step away from that and really get to know yourself, like, what's one way I talk about that? Nights on your own. Nights on your own. You know, just spending a night on your own quite frequently, quite regularly, just to get to know yourself and get to know your inner demons and get to know what's going on inside your own mind and which direction my cogs are turning. So I see younger guys that are doing this, right? Doing this type of stuff. It's really just a balancing of their overall temple. They are maturing their temple, okay? And the younger you can start doing this, the gap between you and an older girl gets reduced. The more that gap gets reduced, the more that gap seems to be less and less apparent because, yeah, the number isn't so much the issue. It's really how mature are you? And it's just so that a lot of 15, 18, 16-year-olds aren't doing all of what I'm just saying, that gap can seem so apparent and it can seem so huge. Now, I want to go to a couple stories here of day twos when I was a little bit younger, when I was younger, when I was, one particular one, when I was about, I think I was about 19 or 20, I was on a day two of a girl who was probably about 27. She was much, much older, but she was a young 27. Oh, this is the other thing, by the way, side tangent, just because a girl is numerically older than you, right, chronologically older than you, doesn't make her more mature either. Like, I know plenty of older women that are just babies, absolute kids, and I know plenty of 18-year-old girls that are well ahead of their years. This is why the number is not so important, way more to maturity. Anyways, back on it. I'm on this day two with this 27, I think she's about 27 years old, and she's a personal trainer as well. I was a personal trainer at the time. And, but the funny thing is we actually hadn't met through the gym. She did work experience in my gym, but then I just saw her in the mall one day, you know, classic day game approach. So on this day too, and this is when I was still learning how to pull the trigger, how to get in tune with my heart and learn to listen to my heart and, you know, ask that question when it feels right. Does it feel right? Does it feel right? If you guys want to know more about that and the whole day two stuff, whole podcast is like my longest podcast, hour and 40 minutes, some. On day two, full guide to day twos. That's, I think it's number 8 or number 10. I don't know. Go check the podcast. It's there. And I was still working out how to get in tune with all this. And, you know, I wasn't quite that present yet. And when it came towards the end of the day two, and this is, you know, this is rookie Adam. This is old rookie Adam that I tried to kiss her at the end of the day two. Big no-no, of course, I know that now, and of course, she pulled back, and it was too awkward, worst time of the day, too, to do it, not going to go into why, that if you want to find out more, go to that old podcast, and she popped up, you know, I feel like you're just a little bit too young for me, you're a bit too young for me, and that didn't really make sense, that felt like more of a rationalization, and when I went and looked back, that was more of just an easy way of letting me down as like a cover mask. But what was really going on was just that I didn't show the level of maturity and maturity and development to know when I should be kissing this girl. And from then, I really like thought about that. And since then, having gone on, you know, countless, endless day twos with much, much older girls, much, much older, you know, getting out to sometimes up to 10 years older than me, but just knowing, you know, there were plenty of times when I look back on that day two with that girl going, yeah, I should have kissed her then. Right, emotional stage of the day too, when we're looking up at the clouds, we're sitting on the bench and we're talking about our dreams and shit, instead of right at the end. That was just a little rationalization that, yes, that can be confusing. Older women, if they feel like you've tried your best and you've been a, you know, just this little puppy dog right here, I don't want to hurt this puppy dog, you know, they'll often use that excuse, you're just too young for me, just too young for me. Don't buy into that so heavily. Because really, that's just a nice way of letting you down. It's a nice little rationalization. It's a nice little packaging. But when you actually get into where that came from and why that had to be and why she had to say that, you actually find out, or you look into it, you investigate, and you look at, okay, what did I actually fuck up in the day two? You know, self-awareness, getting into it, which I preach self-awareness so much. So that was just one little thing there that I kind of went through, But as I found that through the, hold up, let me reset here. And as I found through the journey that as I've developed myself, matured myself, and really gone to great pains and lengths to do so, that this gap between me and older girls significantly reduces to the point where it's actually like you feel like you're older than the girl. Because that's when you get this real true sense of vibe that the number doesn't matter at all, because you can very clearly tell when you get someone who is not quite as developed as you are, regardless of how old they are, you can feel it. You can feel it. And it's this is one other thing. You want to be careful of not developing an ego around it and not making someone else feel lesser because of you being more developed. It's the humility I was talking about before, because it's one thing on day twos that you can fall into, that if you are, you know, say you are a younger guy, but you're crushing it, or you're slightly older, whatever, you've been developing yourself, and you're on a day two of a girl who clearly is not in the same place as you, right? It's very easy to try and judge what she says and judge what she does and, you know, try and, you know, and you speak in this slightly condescending is a good word, condescending way. And even if you're not intentionally doing it, but sometimes it can come out that way. And you just want to be careful of that. Have the humility that everyone's just are where they are. Everyone's just doing what they can with what they have, okay? So you are where you are. She is where she is. Let it be, all right? Stay up on you. So coming back in with the hooking in with the older girls, okay? There was one thing that this guy said. See, I want to flip back and forth between this guy's question and between just overall ramblings here, you know, podcast talking shit. But one of the things he said is how to reduce flaking from older girls. Now, I kind of like addressed this at the beginning, but it said we'll go deeper, and this is where we'll go deeper, that the flaking has nothing to do with the age number. has nothing to do with how many years you've been on this world. The flaking has way more and will always have way more to do with how you're handling the interaction. So really what the crux of this limiting belief is that you really just don't have, or you haven't built up enough referential experience. You have not deepened your reservoir enough to know at this point, because really the only person who says that is the person who hasn't been out and spent his 10,000 hours, right? Who hasn't been out and crushed day after day, night after night, met girl after girl to realize that, you know, yeah, to a certain point, to a certain degree, age will play a certain, you know, role, but age more in maturity, right? More in the maturity. You'll feel that. You'll find that out. Same thing with the flakage. And the flakage kind of, this almost kind of dives into all of flaking, that flaking has way more to do with how you handle that interaction. Yes, there'll be outliers. Yes, there'll be the 2 out of 10 that were just going to flake no matter what. Like, you could have done the very best that you could have, and no matter what, they were going to flake anyway. But that's not consistency. We're looking for what's consistent, and we want to optimize for what's consistent, which is the 8 out of 10. And you find that 8 out of 10 times, flaking got nothing. No, this is almost 100% of the time. Flaking got nothing to do with how old you are. Okay, and the way to come back, again, coming back at this, if you can start to reduce that gap, you're going to find this flakage, right? This flakage starts to peter away. It starts to become less of an issue, and not to the and to the point that it was never even really an issue to begin with, but it's just something that you have in your mind. And I really think this comes back to all of us getting more self-aware of the fact of the bullshit and the lies that we tell ourselves. This is something else here. We all lie to ourselves to a certain degree in some area. I've never met someone, or at least I've told myself, that hasn't, you know, whether it's like outright lying or just delusional. You know, you can look at delusional and lying and kind of being one and the same. But we definitely have a certain amount of delusion, and whether that's because you're trying to cover up, you're trying to make sense of why this outcome has happened. So when this older girl flakes on you, you think it's because it's you're younger. That's why. It's because I'm younger. No, it's got really nothing to do with that. It's got to do with, you know, way more to do with your social savviness, how you handle the interactions. And just to go back here, I know 15-year-olds that crush it, right? I know them. They talk to me. I talk to them. We have regular conversations. I've been out on the street. Not in the clubs because they're too young for that. But I've been out on some few little day game sessions, right, with some younger guys, and just see how they hold themselves and how they guide their interactions. And because really it comes down to experience. End of the day, the maturing of yourself is all to do with experience. So check yourself here. I want you guys to check yourself here. How hard are you going on your experience gathering? Oh, it's good water. Refrigerate your glass, damn it. Refrigerate that glass. It makes it taste so much better. Cold water in a cold glass, so good. How hard are you going on gathering this experience? Because that really tells me and will tell you all you need to know about where you're moving, or if you're moving at all. Because if you're this type of guy that is really kind of just resting, like you're not really in like all these 4 different areas, physical, mental, spiritual, financial, romantic, love, I guess there's almost 5. It depends how you look at them. But these different sides of the temples, if you're not making gains, you're not making steps in all of these areas, definitely the age rage is going to be more apparent, but more for you, like more for you, not to do with how she responds to you, but how you view yourself. I think that's a more important thing here. That if you're a guy that even if you are really young, or even if you are a younger, right, whatever younger is in comparison to this girl, but you're making steps and you're taking conscious action to go ahead and say, all right, I'm improving my life here. I'm going to work on this, and I don't need to be, I don't need to be NBA level. I don't need to be a 30-year-old right now. I just need to be making steps of where I am right now. And if you can get into that, if you can get into that kind of mindset, it kind of codes and it kind of, it flavors the water of your life, so that which when you do meet an older girl, you don't feel like you're coming from such a lower place. Like the perception, I feel, is you have ultimate control over that. Let's just get that out right there. You have ultimate control over your perception, because really this reality is your perception, right? Rene Descartes, I think therefore I am, right? You guys don't know if I'm really me or if I'm just some projection of your mind. And I don't know if this whole world is just, you know, I think it's called soliquism, something like that, where you think you're the only person in the world. But, you know, in essence, when none of us really know for sure if anyone else is really real, all we know is that we're real. So our perception is everything. And when it comes back to the perception of, if I'm just making steps, if I'm climbing the mountain, no matter how freaking slow I'm climbing, as long as I'm climbing, I'm in the virtuous cycle, right? I'm pushing forward. I'm going positive as a motherfucker in the green sun, then I feel like, and it's just something I've seen with me, but I feel like all of you guys are going to have a way better time with navigating and hooking in with the older girls. Because that older perception, whether she is 5-10 years older than you, yeah, in reality, yeah, okay, maybe she is 5-10 years older than me, has a lot more experience than me in real life. And even though I am kind of, it's obvious, you can tell with some girls that I am very undercooked. Like, you can tell when there's some girls you meet, well, this girl's in a totally different range than I am. Like, this girl's a woman. And I'm still kind of trying to work myself out. That's, you know, that may be the actual reality of things. But how you perceive said reality, how you perceive that reality, right, comes way further down to what you're doing of yourself and how you're perceiving, really, your actions, what you're doing throughout your life. That's why I see, like, these 15-year-olds that are cocky as fuck. And when I say cocky, not arrogant, there's a difference between being cocky and being arrogant, right? Cocky, more just, I'm bullish on my own skills. I know what I can do, right? I know what I can do. And when I see these younger guys like this, it's not necessarily that they're at the level of a 30-year-old guy. No, it's that they're doing the things that the guy at 30 had to do to get to where he's at, to be that guy. I really, really take that in. It's more about the journey than the destination. You know, one day you'll wake up. I said this in the video, the previous video, in lowering your criteria for success. One day you'll wake up and you'll be there. You'll be at step 100. But you don't get to step 100 by skipping steps 20 through to 50 or whatever skips you think you can skip, right? An 18-year-old or a 15-year-old doesn't get to the maturity of a 30-year-old without going down the process and the journey. But as I'm learning from Musashi right here, Miyamoto Musashi, as I'm learning through here, through his Heiho, which is what he describes as his path to enlightenment, he's not so concerned with enlightenment. He's concerned with the path to enlightenment. And, you know, he doesn't even really describe, and he sets out very early in the start of this book, and I'm only halfway through it, but that this is not about what enlightenment actually is. It's more about the path to do it. And a lot of people have described this book as Musashi's way to get there. And I feel like if you're a younger guy listening to this, don't worry about having to meet the standard of a 25-year-old girl. If you're a younger guy, don't worry about having to meet her standard, having to elevate to her standard right away, because it'll come. It'll fucking come. And what will happen, what you'll find is that if you are just making these steps, you're taking gains in the physical area, right? You're seeking knowledge, you're looking to learn more, you're getting your spirituality handled, you're starting to understand yourself, you know, you're starting to make ways in terms of your purpose in life and where you might want to see yourself kind of putting your work in, like where you're looking to do work. I don't really like the word career, because career seems like an outdated word nowadays. I feel like your work, right? Your work, your purpose in life, purpose, right? Because one thing, I forgot who said this. I didn't say this, but, it's really on the tip of my head. Anyways, I'll get back to it. It might pop into me later, but don't pursue money, pursue excellence, right? Because money will follow excellence. If you're so consumed with following money, it's like a never ending carrot. You'll never really truly get there. But if you're following excellence and you're pursuing excellence, then the money will follow. Okay, just had to reset the camera there. So that was a little bit of a side tangent there, but you're making these gains in these areas, and that's kind of altering your perception, or really coding your perception of reality, that, hey, I'm making gains, I'm making steps. And that mentality is a virtuous mentality that when you come into this interaction with this older girl, you don't really feel like you're coming off as less or you're coming off from a lower place. If anything, you're actually a little bit cockier. You actually feel like, because even if you are only white belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, right? You're still white belt. You're still doing it. You're still starting it, okay? And, you know, maybe if you've only just picked up the guitar and you just learned how to transition from a C to a D chord, or you've just learned what it means to thumb tap or palm mute or whatever technique you're learning at that time, and you might not even be good at it yet, but you're still learning it. You're still going down the path. It's like, this is day 27 of Japanese that I'm learning right now. And I'm by no means fluent at Japanese, but I know a lot. I know a lot for someone who's only been doing it for 27 days. That's part and part because of the 30-day challenge model, which is something I run my life by. Anything I do now, I do 30-day challenges with because it's so immersive. It helps you to learn way faster. I know a lot of shit just from this immersive period, and I'm not fluent in it, but that definitely adds to my sense of growth and development. And when I'm coming into an interaction with a much older woman who maybe, yeah, has 5-10 years on me, you know, it's more this perception that you're making gains, you're making steps, that I feel really builds a lot of what maturity is. A lot of what maturity is isn't the destination, so to speak. It's not that you have this amount of money, or you are fluent in this language, or you are performance standard of this in guitar, or whatever it is you're pursuing, that you're the highest level of it. It's more that you're on the path, you're on the journey. Dancing as well. I see this with guys. I see a lot of guys recently getting into salsa dancing. Not something I've been into. Just hasn't found its way into my life yet. Maybe it will. But I see a lot of guys get into salsa dancing, and that's very much, dancing in and of itself is very much, you know, old school quote or old school cliche thing of dancing is that the point of dancing, this is just paraphrasing, I'm going to butcher this, but the point of dancing is not to get to a certain place on the floor. It's just to enjoy the dance itself, right? You don't dance so that you can get to a certain place or so you can win. You enjoy the dance for the sake of the dance itself. And that really kind of sums up how a younger guy can reduce this gap with an older girl, hooking in with this older girl. That I just encourage you guys, first off, change your mindset about it, that the number has nothing to do with it, absolutely nothing to do with it. Maturity is everything, right? It just so happens that maturity levels often correlate, often, correlate with a person who is more mature, right? A 30-year-old woman in general is probably going to be more mature than an 18-year-old guy, but not always. And especially I'm 23 now. I regularly meet older guys than me that, you know, I say this as humbly as I possibly can, but are nowhere near down the path of which I've gone down, right, in terms of the developing of themselves. Like, and this is not from a material sense. I'm talking about this from an inner, you know, their self, their who they are as a person. Like they indulge in negativity. They really love gossip. You know, they like to bring other people down. They're always focusing on the negative, you know, what's not going right in their life, and, you know, really hating on other people, you know, drinking way too much haterade. And, you know, and that's what that just shows me is that this person hasn't evolved himself to the same degree that I have yet. And know that there's no ego there. Like, that doesn't make me better than him. I just want to really pepper that in here, that I don't feel better than that person, and you shouldn't feel better than that person if you come across a person like this, even though this person might be, like, way older than me. Like, it's me, like, 35, 40-year-olds like this. And I feel like I've definitely evolved to a different place and further down the path than he has. Doesn't make me better. It's just, it is what it is, and I am where I am. And this guy is where he is. It just so and that's just the flip side there, showing you that, you know, you can be 30 years old, you can be 40 years old and be very underdeveloped. Same on the flip, goes both ways. You can be a 15-year-old that is supremely developed, right? Now, you might make the argument that there's only so much development you could do at 15, you know, based on biology, that your brain hasn't really fully developed yet, your hormonal systems are really just starting to kick in. Yeah, 100%. I agree with all that, but at the same time, that doesn't mean you don't try. Well, not don't try, that you don't make steps, right? Yeah, you're gonna be a different guy at 25. You're 15-year-old listening to this, you're gonna be a different guy at 25 than you are now, just biologically. your body, right? Your head, your hormonal system, your mind, that's all going to change. But that doesn't mean you don't start making steps. That doesn't mean you don't start now. And, you know, and always referring back in here to this hooking in with older girls, it really has nothing to do with the age number. And I've said it again and again, but I just want to hammer on that as we're coming towards the final point here in this podcast, that if you guys sum it up here, go ahead, make those steps, let go of the perception that she's more than you, that she has more than you, both materialistically and metaphorically in terms of her development. It's not the case, right? It's not the case. And embrace it. I'm going to say this. Embrace the challenge of being with an older woman, right? It's a challenge. It's definitely a challenge because it asks you and invites you to elevate yourself to the next level. It invites, and this is, of course, predicated upon her being a well-developed 25, 30-year-old woman, that, and more developed than you as well, that's a challenge and it invites you. It's the jungle asking you to step out of that cage, right? You're in that cage with your mangoes, right? You got your macadamia nuts, you're nice and comfortable. And what this older woman is encouraging you to do is that she's got a nice little chunk of meat right here, a little bit of organic grass-fed meat right here. And she's like, hey, come out, come out. She's teasing you to come out, all right? Come out, let's see what this adventure is. And you go down that journey, and I encourage you to go down that journey. Don't be one of these guys. I mean, you can if you want, but I encourage, if you want to learn more in a faster, shorter period of time, I encourage you to embrace older girls. They'll teach you more sexually as well. We haven't even got on that. That a older girl will teach you way more sexually than a younger girl will. If anything, you're probably going to be teaching younger girls sexually. But I love it when an older woman takes me to town. And, you know, really kind of guides me, even to this day. I'm not above the learning process. And I think that's where this podcast really comes to a final point, that no one's above the learning process. We are all subjugated students. We are all students to the sensei of life, right? The sensei of learning. Okay. Life sensei will always have something to teach us, and I don't think you should rule out older girls. I don't think you should come from the mindset that an older girl at the same time is better than you, or that you don't have anything to offer her just because you're younger. And that's really where it comes to. End of the day, as long as you're making steps, that will code your mind in a thought process and a way of thinking, your thought patterns that, yeah, maybe I'm not there right now, but hey, it's about the journey, it's about the steps, and I'm making steps. And it gives you this confidence, this air of cockiness, this air of confidence that you can really take on the world. You know, it's one step at a time. It's one thing at a time. And that's really what I want to sum this up here, guys. So thank you very much for listening. A little bit more of a shit talk podcast, a little bit more kind of off the cuff. But it's just, a little bit of a question, a little bit of thought here and there. So, and that's what I like to do with these podcasts. I like to take questions and, you know, we'll bounce back and forth between the question, you know, this guy's flaking question of older girls, but it really, where the question comes from is what I'm kind of more interested in, because the question is kind of the egg. I'm more interested in the duck. Where's this duck coming from? So I encourage you guys to hit me up on Snapchat, YouTube comments down here below, even if you want to, you know, just email it to me because it's a longer thing or whatever, you know, all the links to my website are down below. Speaking of which, we've plugged this shit. If you guys are interested in picking up the ebook, my toolbox of game, link down below. Immersive boot camps, link down below. And Skype sessions as well, link down below. All that stuff down below. Good, that's out of the way. Not that, I kind of forget to do that as well. I'm so not selly. I just like to sit down and talk. So yeah, anyways, what I was saying there is that I encourage you guys to hit me back with stuff that you're going through, questions you're going through. And because I'm always finding new stuff that I haven't talked about. You know, even though I've got like 130 videos up on the channel at this point, there's always new stuff popping up from a different perspective and a different light. So yeah, go ahead and hit me up with that stuff. I really appreciate you guys listening in. If you're here on iTunes, downloading on the podcast, downloading on the podcast on the website, so the iTunes and the Sly Droid boys, I appreciate that. And if you're here on YouTube watching, I appreciate that as well. Go ahead and thumbs up this video if you did enjoy it, and I'll catch you guys very, very soon. I hope you guys enjoy your Christmas. It's coming up real soon. Cheeky Santa. I always forget to mention this guy. But yeah, I'll peace out from here. I never know how to end these podcasts. Take care. Oh, Jamata. There's a few ways of saying goodbye in Japanese. Jane, Jam. The official way is, you know, sayonara, but that's a little too formal. That's like if I'm never going to see you guys again kind of thing. It's more like Jane. That's more like goodbye. So, Jane.